I invite you to lie down on your back, arms by your side, cover yourself with blankets, make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. Your eyes are to remain closed until the end of this session. We'll begin with the throat friction, a key technique which consists of making a slight friction noise in your throat, both when you inhale and when you exhale, like this. Now, practice the throat friction yourself as I go on with the explanations. Your mouth is slightly open. The rhythm of the breath is roughly your normal one. This, for example, would be too fast. If you were to breathe at that pace, you would hyperventilate, which could possibly make you feel dizzy. So let's return to a correct throat friction. The first thing to understand about the throat friction is that it isn't a breathing exercise. It has nothing to do with oxygenating your brain or any action related to respiration. What matters is the effect produced on your larynx. A certain vibration which can be used to awaken the third eye and other energy centers. So you don't have to make any effort to breathe rhythmically or deeply. Just breathe at your normal rhythm. Earlier, I said the mouth is to be kept slightly open. In reality, what matters is to keep the lower jaw dropped and relaxed. So the lips may be closed, but the upper teeth must not be in contact with the lower teeth. There is no chanting or humming sound. This, for example, is wrong. The right friction. Keep on with the throat friction. Note that you don't have to breathe through the mouth. At times you may find yourself breathing through the mouth, but if you just let the breath adjust itself, you're likely to find yourself breathing through the nose, which is more natural. The friction noise remains the same, both when inhaling and exhaling. The aspect of self-adjustment makes the practice very easy. When doing the exercises, you'll find yourself breathing a little faster, or a little slower, or a little more intensely, without having to think about it. Just flow with the natural variations. A simple tip, however, is to implement the friction from the bottom of the throat, not from the front part of the mouth. When the friction is implemented from the front part in the mouth, which is incorrect, it gives a hissing sound like this. Back to the correct throat friction. Note also that when the friction is implemented from too high in the throat, it tends to sound high-pitched, like this. This tends to create a certain strain on your throat. If on the contrary, you produce the friction from lower down in the throat, You'll find it requires much less effort. So, from here, you're to continue the throat friction throughout this session.